to you by Yellow Ball Tennis. Register now for summer youth tennis lessons at yellowballtennis.com. We've got Mary Herrick from Yellow Ball Tennis joining us. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So how much tennis have you gotten in the last month or so? I just, not to put you on the spot, but I, have you had a chance to do any of that, or is that something that...
Yes, we are. You know, we never stop. We actually go from the indoor season at Avon Oaks, and we move right into the summer season, where we are now running tennis programs probably at 5 locations around the Lorain County area. And the numbers of kids that are playing this year has just dramatically increased. So we are pleasantly surprised at the numbers of kids that are coming out. We had a class yesterday in Avon Lake, and we had 60 kids attend the class. So it's going really well.
60, did you say?
Yeah, 60 kids show up yesterday, yes.
Wow.
So we were really excited. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
So,
That's a lot of tennis balls moving around for that.
It
time.
Is. But it sure is.
So
a lot of happy faces.
Well, yeah, I was seeing that too. Well, there's on one of the websites, there's a young lady there hugging her tennis racket. I guess people holding on to it, ready to get on the court. Talk about, I guess, people can still sign up for classes. How long do they go, and when can they, you know, take part?
Yes, actually they can sign up. And if you go to the yellowballtennis.com website, there are all the locations that we are currently running programs at are listed on our website, so they can sign up. And we've had both children and adults. So, you know, tennis is not just for the kids in the summer. A lot of the parents are playing as well, and they're having a really great time.
Mary, what's the experience range for both the kids and adults that have come out? I'm sure you've got a nice mix of both people who have been around the game before and people who have never even picked up a tennis racket before.
Yes, that's true. Last night we actually had our first adult class, which was just a whole lot of fun. I guess the parents, many of them, their kids are attending the classes, and we have people that haven't played in years, and some people are just beginners. They've never picked up a racket. And then we do have a lot of people that are really, really good players, too. So it is a wide range of people coming out. And the good news is we have really qualified instructors. So this past year, we actually ran instructor-level training with Greg Ayton from Chagrin Valley Athletic Club and Rebecca Hancart from the USTA. We had a nice instructor training, and we taught most of our older high school kids, our juniors and seniors going into college, how to teach tennis. And many of them have been teaching with us for several years anyway, but we had an opportunity to introduce them to a lot of new concepts this year. So, you know, the only way your programs can grow is if you have qualified instructors to help you, because when you have 60 kids show up in the morning for tennis, you have to have some people that really know what they're doing in order to handle that many kids.
How much is the instructor training about sort of tennis, and also then just about dealing with children and getting them to understand and that type of a thing?
Well, the first issue really is safety when you're dealing with that many kids. And when you talk about somebody hugging their racket, that is our way of having kids grab a hold of their racket like pro players do when they're standing around and putting that racket in front of them rather than waving it around in a crowd of kids. So I'm glad you picked up on that, but that is a safety issue. So the safety issue is one, and then obviously the kids just having a really good time and experiencing success, which is the key really to them having fun. They want to experience success. So we have little tennis nets for the kids that are younger with smaller rackets and red tennis balls, which are actually a little bit bigger and softer so the kids can hit the ball over the net and be successful. That's really important before they leave that day that they know that they're capable of playing tennis. It's really important.
When do you start teaching the scoring for that?
Well, you know, the scoring is modified for different kids. So, for example, the really young kids, we may not do traditional scoring with them, but we do things called rally ball where the kids are, we're actually tossing the ball in and they get a point every time they hit the ball over the net. So, you know, the goal is to try to get the kids keeping score and playing competitive games as early as possible because, quite honestly, that's what's fun for them. They don't want to stand out there and learn skills and technique all day. They want to play games. So as soon as we can get them hitting the ball over the net, we start keeping score.
Yeah, and you mentioned about getting the instructors out there, having to get good instructors, because if you're getting taught the proper way, then that builds good foundation for future success for you. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on with the Parks and Recreation Department. That's always an area where they, you know, do a good job of different courts that are out there for people. Tell me about that program.
Yeah. So our Parks and Recreation Department in Lorain County has done a really great job of running programs and introducing tennis to the community in an affordable way, which is very important. Actually, that's kind of part of I was a young child, so my parents were working, and off I went to the Parks and Rec to learn to play tennis. And actually, that to me, that the Parks and Rec is the place the kids can jump on their bike, ride to the park, learn to play tennis, and I think that's where it all starts, is in the Parks and Recreation Departments. Right now, we're running programs in the city of Avon and the city of Avon Lake. I know that Jim Powers is running a program out at Lorain County Community College, and they have programs running in Lorain and Elyria. So it just is a really affordable way for kids to get involved and play. And right now, I think tennis is probably, the number of kids is just startling that we have this year. I think a lot of it has to do with COVID. Tennis was voted the number one safest sport to play during COVID. And I think with a lot of the kids that couldn't play other sports because the sports were canceled, parents were trying to find things for their kids to do, and they threw them into sports that were continually going during COVID. So tennis was one of those sports. So it was our job to make sure that those kids, when they were introduced to the sport, that they had a really great time and they wanted to continue to play long term. We knew that they would go back to their other sports, football, basketball, baseball, things that were going on. But tennis is a sport they can play for the lifetime. So even if they tried it and they come back to it later in life, that was really our goal during COVID, was to make sure those kids really had a lot of fun playing. So Parks and Rec, great program. Large numbers of kids, and you can just go on our website to find it, or you can also just, you know, you can go ahead and Google any Parks and Rec program in the city that you live in, and I'm sure they offer tennis in that city.
Well, we've got a big event coming up, Tennis in the Land. Tell us about this coming up later this summer.
Well, this is really exciting for Northeast Ohio. It starts August 22nd. This is the women's pro tournament. The exciting part about this is that it's called the U.S. Open Series. It's promoted by Top Notch Management. And actually, this is the last stop before the U.S. Open. So they'll go to the tournament in Cincinnati, which many of our Northeast Ohio people attend, the pro tournament in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they'll move right into Cleveland, and they'll play here. And then they'll go right from here to the U.S. Open in New York. They're setting up a temporary tennis facility at Jacobs Pavilion at Nautica on the Flats, and this is just going to be a really exciting event for us, and I think it will really help promote tennis in Northeast Ohio for many years to come. We want to keep this tournament in this area, so we're excited about it.
It sounds really neat, and of course, sometimes it's just a chance for people to see some really top-notch tennis that's going on there. In that area there. When you say temporary tennis courts, how do they set those up? I know a certain thing. I mean, do they bring, is the surface brought in? How does that work? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with that to speak on that as I probably should be, but they are going to set up a stadium out there, and I think five courts. And, you know, whether or not they decide to leave it there, we hope they do. Hopefully, eventually, that will, you know, be an area where they can keep it up. We're really hoping to keep this tournament in this area. And so, you know, to get more information, you have just Google Tennis on the Land, because we want it to be well attended so that they decide to keep it in this area.
Right. It's obviously, yes. Sponsors and everybody hope for a lot of people to show up and be a part of it. And if we can give a good support of something like that, it can grow into something even bigger. But that sounds like a lot of excitement things. When you get something that's part of the U.S. Open Series, you know that there's a spotlight on something like that. So it's kind of neat to see,
yes.
Especially when you have young people who are doing tennis. Sometimes if they don't want to get to the other places where some of the matches are going on, if you have something locally, they get to see sort of what sort of professional tennis looks like close up and in person.
So. Absolutely. They're made of, right?
What's that?
That's where dreams are made of, when little kids get the opportunity to see professional players.
Right.
You know? So, yes, we're excited about
it. That's good. Well, Mary, we appreciate your time this morning, all you do to help to get the word out about the tennis in the area, and we're just hoping for some nice weather for people to get outdoors. Do you like indoors and outdoors tennis? Different game in your opinion? I mean, as far as just, I mean, the court's all the same, but just as far as being outside, or you know.
Yes, it's a totally different game, but I'll tell you, it's really nice to be indoors in that air conditioning at Avon Oaks in the summertime, too.
Yeah, I won't doubt that, too, right? And you don't have to worry about too much sunscreen if you're otherwise in,
that's
those,
right,
in those other ones, because you'll be the yellow ball, but you'll be the red one if you aren't too careful. So that's part, I would assume, part of your safety. Mary, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mary Herrick joining us from Yellow Ball Tennis, yellowballtennis.com, where you can also find out more about tennisintheland.com, about that. And, of course, your local Parks and Rec will have good information about any of the tennis programs that are out there now.